السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. In today's lesson, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2 and verse number 116. In yesterday's lesson, two important messages. Number one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, approximately 1500 Sahaba, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, were prevented in the sixth year of the Hijrah. They were in Ihram, in the state of consecration, to perform the Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. And remember, Almighty Allah called these people at that time who prevented them as zalims and oppressors. And Almighty Allah says that if they continue like that, lahum fid dunya, for them there'll be disgrace, وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and for them in the year after, a terrible, horrible, huge punishment. Obviously, from them, some of them embrace Iman and Islam. Then we know the other verse of the Noble Quran will say, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُوا. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the non-Muslims, if they abstain from their kufr and disbelief and blasphemy, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, they will be forgiven of the sins of the past. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam expounded and elaborated on that and said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ, verily Islam erases the sins of the past. So it shows there are many, many nusus and texts which we can quote from Quran and Sunnah. So therefore, people like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, Abu Sufyan radiallahu an, they are the great, great illustrious Sahaba, and they are the people now that they are, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Allah, all going to enter Jannatul Firdaus. Second one is that the people objected on Tahwilul Qibla. Why did the Qibla change from Masjidul Aqsa then to Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa? So Almighty Allah states, Surah 2, verse number 115, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ, the east and the west and all directions belong to Almighty Allah. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا, wherever you turn, فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, hence there is the countenance of Almighty Allah. So it shows Almighty Allah is omnipresent. And to say that Allah is confined in the arsh and so forth, remember that is bringing about restrictions to Almighty Allah, and for Allah there are no restrictions. And to quote the hadith of Sahih Muslim, that the lady said, for Asharat ila Sama, and she pointed and gestured toward the sky, so it means Allah is confined. Remember, everyone speaks according to their own intelligence. So as a mark of respect, she raised a finger and a hand towards the sky. You try today also, you will see most people, half the people will do the same, even non-Muslim. So it's just a symbol of respect, and is not that meaning that Allah is confined to a certain place or certain space. So we need to understand the true belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 116, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ, and they said, the non-Muslims, that Almighty Allah has taken a child or children, Allah forbid. So Subhana, that's the answer. Everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Almighty Allah does not need children. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is more perfect than the word perfect. Allah Ta'ala transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. So there is no children for Allah. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He is not the father of anyone. He is not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And remember, there is none equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So these are the laws that we should be very clear with. Now what is meant by this? The non-Muslims say, Almighty Allah took a child. The mushrikeen, the polytheists used to say that Almighty Allah has daughters. When people ask them, who's the daughter of Allah? They say, Malaika, the angels. So that is kufr and shirk. People who have these type of beliefs go right out of the fall of Islam. You have the Christians, even today, majority of them say, وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. They say, Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. How can he be the son of Almighty Allah? You know that they say Jesus died. That is the Christians. We don't believe in it. So it means that God died because Trinity, they say the Holy Father, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Son and all these things here. So it means God died. So how can God be dying? How can God be born? So it shows these are problems that Christianity and Christendom till today cannot give satisfactory answers. And therefore you will see majority of the churches are getting sold and the people are now, their numbers are dwindling because they cannot answer this type of questions satisfactorily. In Islam, everything is transparent and clear and we don't have any mysteries of this type of nature. So therefore people come back to their original home, and that is Islam. You find one, two groups of the Jews, they also have these corrupted beliefs. وَقَالَتْ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. They say Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Almighty Allah. Uzair Ezra, E-Z-R-A. So because he by-hearted the Torah according to some scholars, so therefore they said must be he is the son of Almighty Allah. So we must remember that all this is kufr and shirk of the highest order. So therefore they are called Ahlul Kitab, but remember they are kafir also. Therefore Quran says, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ لَقَدَ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Indeed, those people have committed kufr who believe in the Trinity. So there are various verses of this topic in the Noble Quran. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانًا. They say that Almighty Allah has taken a child or children, Allah forbid, سُبْحَانًا. Everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah. If a person today, you know, takes an arrow or a gun and he shoots towards the sky and he says, I'm shooting Allah, Allah forbid. So what does it help? Oh, in Arabic we have a saying, Nubahul Kilab La Yadurru Sahab. You have dogs and they are barking. So they are barking here on the land, on the sand. Does it harm the clouds? Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. So similarly, yeah, that these people here are making all these claims, they are false, and it does not decrease the majesty and authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah one iota, because if the whole world become kafir, as will happen on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of justice, then also the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah will always be there, because Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. He is the Khaliq and the Malik, the only creator and owner of this entire creation and universe. Therefore, on that day, Almighty Allah will ask, Limanil mulkul yom, this kingdom, sovereignty, authority today is for who? Everybody, the kings, president, prime minister, silent. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. It is for Almighty Allah, the one and only who is irresistible. بَلَّهُ نَيْ بَتْ بَلْ نَيْ لَهُ. It belongs to him solely, only, exclusively. Mafi samawati wal earth, whatever is in the sky, samawat ma fawqa ru'us, what is above our head, just look on top, you see the sun, you see the moon, you see the stars, you see the clouds, all these things, and that we don't see, all the planets and what have you. So everything belongs to Almighty Allah wal earth, the land, the sand, the ocean, the lakes, the marine life, every creation is mamluk, is owned, and the Malik is Almighty Allah alone. So why does Almighty Allah have to have children when the entire universe and creation belongs to Him? So remember, and He nourishes them, He sustains them. And kullul lahu qanitun. And all of them to Him alone. Again the meaning alone, exclusivity comes in. Qanitun. They are obedient to Him. Take 3-4 examples. The sun. Can the sun rise on its own time? Nay, it follows the command of Allah. 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Some places you have light for months and months, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. So it shows that the sun is under the command and control of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Similarly, the moon. Every 14th night, the moon is shining in its glory, and you can see the full moon. Is that happening coincidentally? Is that happening automatically? Nay, it is a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then you see the stars. Then you see, yes, the rain. So, sometimes it rains, sometimes years pass, and there's drought, there's famine, animals, human beings, children, everyone dying. So everyone is obedient to Almighty Allah, under the verdict, under the ruling of Almighty Allah. Kullul lahu qanitun, badi'u samawati wal ard, subhanallah. When we say Allah is the sole and only creator, you say Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard. Allah Ta'ala created the heavens, the earth, and the entire creation universe. So that's a general word with a general connotation. And you say Badi'us Samawat. You see, when you start something, then you are the originator. So you started something. So yeah, Almighty Allah's one name, one attribute is Badi'us Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah, the wonderful originator. There is no plan, there are no samples, there are no replica, and Almighty Allah, the originator, the first one ever, and there will be never again, and that is Almighty Allah. Who can create a sky, one sky? And this is samawat, skies, firmaments. Wal ard, the land, the sand, the earth. So Allah is the originator. When you make dua, O Muslim, then use the names and attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, Ya Badi As-Samawati Wal-Ard. When you use the vocative, the nida, Ya, then the word will change to fatha. Ya Badi As-Samawati Wal-Ard. Ya Fatir As-Samawati Wal-Ard. Ya Bari. I told you the other day, remember Al-Khaliq, when Allah creates the first time. Al-Bari'u huwa Allahu Al-Khaliqu Al-Bari'u Al-Musawwiru Lahu Al-Asma'u Al-Husna. Bari means when Almighty Allah resurrects us. Almighty Allah recreates us. So every name, every word, attribute of Almighty Allah, you need to understand it properly. Read it daily. Our love for Allah will be enhanced and increased. And inshallah, we will die with Iman and Islam. So all these are the beauties of these words. Badi'u samawati wal ard, Almighty Allah, the wonderful originator of the skies and the firmaments. Wal ard, of the land and the sand. Look at the absolute power, control and authority of Almighty Allah. وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, and when He, Almighty Allah, passes a verdict regarding any matter, any issue, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, then Almighty Allah tells that matter, the thing, كُنْ بِي فَيَكُونَ, and it is. Almighty Allah created this entire universe. We believe He sitted the ayam in 6 days. 6 days could mean 6 days as we understand. Next tafsir, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا إِنَّ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by Almighty Allah is equivalent to 1,000 years. So it shows 6,000 years it took to create this entire universe. But Allah could create it in a split second, the entire creation. So why did Almighty Allah take 6 days or 6,000 years to create it? To show this human being, everything will happen to the region gradually, slowly. It's not you get married today and tomorrow your wife will be pregnant and third day she will just give birth. So she'll conceive, then she'll carry the baby for 8-9 months, then she'll give birth. So that is that we have to takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. You follow the system which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has brought for us. So that is the wisdom of it. So one is sunnatullah. Sunnatullah means the habit of Allah. So that is Allah Ta'ala then took 6 days and 6,000 years, whichever verdict you want to accept. That is the sunnat, the habit of Allah. And one is qudratullah. So in a split second, Allah Ta'ala can demolish and decimate this entire creation and recreate it again in a split second. That is the absolute power of Almighty Allah. وَإِذَا قَضَىٰ أَمْرًا. And when He passes a verdict regarding any matter issue, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ, then Almighty Allah tells it, كُنْ بِي فَيَكُونَ, and there it is. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla sometimes just give us samples and examples. Earthquake, earth tremor, and then they tell you on the Richter scale it is 5, 6, 7 and what have you. So we must remember that Almighty Allah has absolute power over everything. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Here I want to take one point and explain to you, dear listener. You see, we use the word impossible. This word impossible is for you and me. You must remember that. But for Almighty Allah, Allah has power over everything. But Almighty Allah does not do and say certain things. Not because Allah Ta'ala doesn't have the power. He has the power. But He is Subhanallah. He transcends above that. He doesn't have weaknesses. He doesn't have shortcomings. So that is the more perfect than the word perfect. Therefore, when we translate Subhanallah, just now we translated also Subhana. So we told you it means everlasting glory, everlasting perfection for Almighty Allah. Now the people, they heard about Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam story, and now they will come to Nabi alayhi salatu salam, or they go to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. It could be Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time, it could be Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's time, or in both times. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And those people who know not, they don't have knowledge of the Qur'an, they don't have knowledge of the Torah, they don't have knowledge and wisdom. لَوْلَا. Why not? يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ. Why does Almighty Allah not speak to us directly? Meaning speaking to the Nabi Musa alayhi salam, speaking to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, Habib Allah. But what about us, you and me, ordinary mortals? So this was a sign of su'ul adab, disrespect. Almighty Allah gave you the divine scripture, the Quran, that is a kalam and speech of Allah. Allah Ta'ala blessed them at that time with the Torah, the Injil. These were divine scriptures. They themselves interpolated it, brought about additions, omissions, and therefore today you can't find a single copy of the original Torah or Injil, the Gospel or the Torah. لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ أَوْ تَعْتِينَا آيَةٌ. Why does Almighty Allah not speak to us directly? أَوْ تَعْتِينَا آيَةٌ. Or you bring an ayat, أَوْ تَعْتِينَا آيَةٌ. Or a miracle comes to us. We see something extraordinary, supernatural. So what is the sun rising and sun setting? What is the moon that we see on the 14th night? It is full moon. And end of the month, you can't see it because the moon has disappeared from our vision and so forth. So all these are signs and symbols of Almighty Allah. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. In all this, there are signs of Almighty Allah, and they all are indicating regarding and referring to the oneness of Almighty Allah. O ta'ati na ayah. So we must remember that a sign should come to us, a miracle should come to us. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla lets mu'jizat, miracles come to the prophets and messengers, and that is a dalil and evidence and proof. They were selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Analyze the word mu'jiza to render the public, the masses, the people hopeless and helpless that they don't have the power to do that. For the awliyaullah, the pious and devout servants of Allah, Almighty Allah honors them with karamat. You look at Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Today, more than 50%, 60, 70% of the world, they're following Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, in fiqh and jurisprudence. Is that not a karamat? So you must remember that Hazrat Maryam alayhi radiallahu ta'ala anha, kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab. Every time Zakariya alayhi salatu salam entered the chamber, then wajada indaha rizqa, he found food there, sustenance. Qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha. From where are you getting all this, O Hazrat Maryam? Qalat huwa min indillah. So it is from Allah. There is karamat in the Quran. So we must remember that we believe in mu'jiza of miracles for prophets and messengers, and we believe in karamat that are also smaller type of miracles to honor the awliyaullah. And when something happens to non-Muslim or Muslim who are involved in vices and sin, that is istidraj, that Allah Ta'ala is giving them respite and Allah is giving them extension. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So we are taking them degree by degree from where they don't know. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. And we give them respite. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. My plot, my plan is very, very firm and solid. So it shows Allah Ta'ala's system. كَذَٰلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Similarly, the people before them also said, مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. Similar to their speech. That is Nabi Musa alayhi salam's people. We want to see this sign. We want to see this sign. You saw so many signs. Every verse of the Torah is a sign. You saw the drowning of the Pharaoh. Is that not a sign? So all these are signs. مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. Why are they saying the same thing? تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Because their hearts are alike. Their hearts are similar to one another. قُلُوب is the plural of قَلْب. And why is it called قَلْب? Because you can turn it, you can twist it. Today our hearts, majority of us, is now focused on dunya and remember the world and the glitter and glamour of this world. So that is قُلْقُلُوب. And remember, we have to turn it to the year after, not to the dunya only. We are in the dunya, but our aim should be the year after. How that person is driving his vehicle. The lights are on, but the aim is not to stop there. It is to reach the destination. So the destination for a true Muslim is Jannah and Paradise. So that should be our aim. Take this one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and this will explain so many other avenues and aspects. Inna fil jasadi la mudgha. Verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. Inna fil jasadi. Verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. Idha swaluhat, swaluhal jasadu kullu. When that piece of flesh is correct, then the entire body is correct. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And when that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, rusted, فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. The entire body is corrupted and rusted. Allah, behold, وَيَا الْقَلْبِ. It is the heart. What have we done to remedy this heart? When last did we read Quran? When last did we make zikr of Almighty Allah? When last did we pay attention to our heart? As long as we don't have to go for a heart operation, we don't have to go for checkup, we feel everything is fine. No, it's not fine. This heart is dark and black with sin. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha aznab al abd," that when that servant commits and perpetrates the sin, nuqitat nuqtatun sawda, the black dot appears on that heart, and then the whole heart is filled with the dirt and the spiritual maladies and everything else, physical sins. then kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. Then it is the entire heart is covered with rain, with that rust, corrosion and corruption. You see the world today. See majority of the politicians today. We are following them, Allah forbid. Tashabahat qulubuhum. So we have to make effort on the heart. The love for Allah has to increase. The love for Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to increase. The love for Islam has to increase. The dunya and everything else is secondary. That is not the aim of our life. The aim of our life is hereafter. The dunya is just the vehicle, how we want to go to a destination. So we jump in a bus, in a train, in a plane. So here also, this is just a means. The aim and objective of that means is Jannah and Paradise. That is the aim. So these people, tashabahat qulubuhum. You know, in English we have a saying, birds of feather flock together. So similarly, yeah, that they have corruption, corrosion, and their hearts have become rusted. So therefore, they make similar statements. Qad bayyanna al-ayat liqawmi yuqinun. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala says, we have explained these verses in detail. For who? For a people who are with yaqeen. They have the firm conviction. So remember, iman is yaqeen. Therefore, in Urdu, it sounds so beautiful. Iman is not janna. It's not just knowing. Iman is manna. Manna means that we have that firm conviction from the inner recess of our heart. And if you want it from Quran, Almighty Allah states, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that the true believers are only. So it shows that these are the only people who have iman. Because إِنَّمَا كَمْ فَحَسَرْ and قَسَرْ, exclusivity. Amanu billahi wa rasulihi. They bring iman in Allah. They bring iman in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thumma lam yartabu. Then they have no doubt. They are not skeptical. Wajahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. And then they strive with their wealth and their persons fi sabilillah, in the path of Almighty Allah. Ulaika humus sadiqun. They are the truthful ones. Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 15. May Almighty Allah make us from the Sadiqeen, those who are truthful, devoted, dedicated, and make our khatima and ending on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.